Page 26. 1. Reading. Read for main ideas. Read the article to see if your class fits the model in the diagram. Complete the labels in the diagram with terms and percentages in the article to help you find out. As technology changes, so do adoption life cycles.
For decades now, conventional marketing wisdom about product adoption cycles has been based on a model first described in the 1950s. The adoption process model, also known as the diffusion of innovation, illustrates how consumers purchase new products and services. See Rogers, 2003. It categorizes consumers according to their behavior as early adopters at one end of the cycle and laggards at the other. Until recently, cutting-edge technologies were mainly used by a minority group of innovators, who accounted for approximately 2% of consumers. These were the enthusiasts that tried out every new gadget on the market. They were also the ones who found any bugs or problems in the products, gave honest feedback, and became loyal users. The next group of customers were the more cautious early adopters, who represented 13.5% of consumers. Then came the majority of mainstream consumers, who are described as early majority and late majority consumers, each group representing 34% of the total market. They viewed new technology with more caution. Typically, they waited until a new piece of technology was truly tried and tested, and until the price had been considerably reduced. It invariably took several years for this to happen, and at this point, when the majority of consumers had purchased a product, it was said that it had truly penetrated the market and become a mainstream must-have item. The remaining 16% of consumers are labeled laggards, that is, those who are either very late adopters or who never buy high-tech products. However, some researchers are beginning to find that these typical adoption patterns are becoming less relevant in today's marketplace, and that mainstream consumers are all becoming early adopters. The length of time it takes for a new technology to enter the mainstream market is also shortening. When tablets hit the market in 2010, it was the fastest uptake of any device ever. It was faster than the spread of laptops, and faster than the penetration of smartphones. Over 15 million tablets were sold in the first 9 months after the initial release, a phenomenal rate by any standards. Furthermore, in the past, advanced technologies often appeared in the workplace and then migrated into the domestic setting as recreational products. That is no longer the case, and it is increasingly the general domestic consumer who is driving what is used in the workplace, as employees show up at work with their new toys and expect to be able to use them. Authors of one study point out that the average family is now instrumental in driving recent technology adoptions. Having the latest technology is one way to catalog your children growing up and share it with other family members. Over 85% of families with children have cell phones, and they are more likely to have both music and video playback features on their phones. Perhaps part of the reason for the change in how technologies are adopted is that the millennial generation is now a much larger segment of the consumer population. Millennials, that is, children born in the 1980s, grew up with media and digital technologies. Generation Z kids born in the 1990s are even more connected and net savvy, and are often known as digital natives. In the near future, they will become the majority of the consumer population, and the only logical assumption is that the technology lifecycle as described in traditional models may well be obsolete and in need of radical revision.